Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Webb, a longtime colleague of Tom Osseff. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Webb at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandwebb.com/profit. Bye for now.
So I am holding in my hands my new book, 30 Days to a Better Brand. And I know I brag a lot, and I'm sorry. Thank you for listening to some of my ramblings, but I'm pretty psyched about this new book. It's the first time that I ever printed a book in hardcover. This is my second book. And the first one, you know, it made a great paperweight. But the time and effort that was put into this one, I think it paid off. I think it's going to be valuable to the people that read it. I'm actually going to read the first chapter to you. It's got some pretty cool stuff. I'm opening it up. And basically, the whole concept is 30 Days to a Better Brand. Every day, you basically learn about a new step in enhancing your business or company or cause brand. And it's a long-term effort. It's not something that happens overnight. It literally is a lifelong journey, in my opinion. I've been enhancing my brand for 16 years, slowly but surely, and not all the pieces fall in place at once, but there's different steps that will help you to better enhance what you do with your brand over the course of time. So I'm not gonna read the table of contents or anything. I'll do that for another time. Dedication on page 5, or actually, I'm sorry, page 8. Uh-oh, I might need glasses. Page 8, dedication. The book is dedicated to many small businesses of Rockland County, New York, who, despite the odds, continually dedicate their lives to remain faithfully in the service of others. So if you're a business owner that's out there in the trenches looking to help people and also do some good stuff for your company, kudos. So here's the introduction. I'm just going to read a few pages and hopefully you'll tag along with me. And your opinion is welcome on this. Introduction. From the calm serenity of a quiet post-COVID Rockland County office to the bustling retail shops of downtown Nyack to the full-on excitement of a 6,000-seat local stadium with live music and sports. We have that, by the way, in Rockland. The journey of building a brand is as varied as the landscapes I have navigated since starting my first company, Rockland Web Design, Inc., back in 2007. And in this unique county of Rockland, the smallest county in all of New York State, small business professionals must continually make their brands better. Branding is not just useful for today. It also helps you to survive tomorrow. If you've picked up this book, my guess is that you're a little past the opening stage of your business journey, but also maybe a few hairs shy of household brand name status in Rockland. And you're also pressed for time. Perhaps you're planning a new product launch, or maybe you're seeking to breathe fresh life into an existing company that's been around for a decade or more. Maybe you're trying to figure out how to put it all together, like Steve Jobs did, but still be around for the after party. I can relate. I now run two companies, Rockland Web Design, Inc., a corporate entity for our brand, rocklandweb.com, established in 2007, and my newest venture, Rock Web Systems, Inc., 2020, a corporate entity for our brand, rocklandnews.com. I'm also a musician. I love hopping on the drums. It just seems to all make sense when I'm on the drums, and I hope to see you at our concerts over the coming years. That said, sometimes the nonstop excitement makes me think I should have followed the advice of my grammar school placement test. It said I'd be best suited for a career as a forest ranger. Thankfully, I'm still highly enthusiastic about both companies, as well as what our team has in the works for the next few decades here in Rockland County, New York. The entrepreneurial spirit runs deep on both sides of my family. Since my mom and I got here in 1982, along with my grandfather's and my grandmother's bike store that lasted 44 years in Manhattan and 18 years in West Haverstraw, located in Rockland County. But with that spirit comes the challenge. Whatever your situation, the steps to grow one's brand and meet most of the challenges ahead are universal, their historical roots deep and foundational. Now, luckily, by the time I finished up Rockland Community College and then Ramapo College, both local and convenient, my history degree taught me to start with foundations first, just like the root notes of a good song. I also taught for 19 years at Rockland BOCES and worked for a web development firm before I started my first company in 2007. For more about that part of my story, you could read my first book, How to Program Your Life, available on Amazon. Over the years, as I ventured into my second company, the skill sets that I learned in the discipline of marketing and branding only grew in richness. Each project for each of our 400 plus clients over the years taught a unique lesson, some of them painful, such as when we lost a valued client 5 years ago, and some of them wildly triumphant, such as when we successfully deployed an educational training website for Columbia University in 2014. All of these lessons were continually poured into our company brands. Iron is forged in fire. In the pages that follow, we'll explore 30 fundamental steps to fortify your brand so that it has a chance to grow and thrive for decades. From understanding the heart of Rockland County to harnessing the power of technology to good old-fashioned customer service, these steps are grounded in timeless business wisdom that you can find in universities, business boot camps, and your local libraries. But this book is more than just classroom theory. I'll be weaving in tales from my own journey, the highs, the lows, the hard-earned lessons. I'm also excited to tell you a few stories that I've been holding on to for years. When all is said and done, the path to success is not just about strategies and tactics, but the stories that shape us, our good work, and the communities we impact. Rockland County has countless opportunities to help you achieve that success, but a major step forward is a focus on your brand. So that's the introduction. Hey, listen, I welcome your feedback. Like I said, I'm psyched, but I don't want to, be all like, oh, I'm so, it's not like that. I want to continually make my writings, this podcast, the educational stuff I do. I want to make it better. We have this saying inside the company, especially with the interns that we hire from the North Rockland High School Academy of Finance on an annual basis. And they're, when they're working for us, they're also in high school, they go on to college. But I have this saying with the interns is education first. And what that means is basically, obviously do your work, but, focus on learning first. Learn about the stuff first that you need to, especially if there's a deadline on the learning. And then come out and do stuff. Learn, do, celebrate. And that's not from the book, but that's just a little add-on. Anyway, thank you for listening to this. I got into a pretty good rhythm over the past week. I've deployed a podcast almost every day this week. So it seems like we're in a good pattern already for the beginning of 2024 to give you more information, and hopefully it's useful. If you have any suggestions for this podcast, if you have a particular topic in the area of technology, productivity, design, anything like that, give me a holler. You know how to reach me by now. And I believe on Spotify podcast, the Spotify podcast, I believe there's a place where you can leave comments and suggestions. So I do monitor that through the app. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Other than that, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next on Work Smarter, Not Harder. Take care for now.